Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans starts now.
Back to Kings Talk. Darrell Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're located at the Impact Sports Bar and Grill located in Staples Center on the main concourse tonight. The Kings back home after a season-long seven-game road trip fall to the Dallas Stars by a score of 2-0. Tough game for the Kings tonight. Looks like as the game went on, looks like the Kings ran out of steam a little bit. They had a decent first period, outshot the Dallas Stars 8-2, and Dallas, who lost last night by a score of 2-0 in Anaheim, they got a little stronger as the game went on and were able to score off a face-off win in the third period, built a 1-0 lead. They added an insurance marker into the empty net, and that was it for the Kings tonight. But all in all, you know, when you take a look at, you know, the Kings' effort tonight, I don't think it was from lack of effort. I think the Kings worked hard. I think it was just a matter of not too much left in the tank as the game went on. And they'll have a chance now to get a good practice in tomorrow and then prepare themselves to play against the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday night. They start a stretch of games tonight with 8 of the next 9 games here at Staples Center. The lone road game will be in Las Vegas on Tuesday night. The Golden Knights are here on Monday, back-to-back, and the Kings will be there on Tuesday night. So a chance for the Kings to get back on track, get back into winning ways in a real tough Pacific Division battle as well as the West Conference. So, again, the final score tonight, Dallas Stars over the Kings by a score of 2-0. And if you want to give us a call, you have any questions, Nick will be here to give you a question if you want to call in and try to win some popcorn. Feel free to do so. It's 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And we'll go right to the phone lines. AJ, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments on tonight's game for Nick and I?
Hey, Darrell. Hey, Nick. First of all, I want to say that we really appreciate you guys doing such a great job for the Kings and for hockey fans. And it's truly a privilege to have you all with the Kings, so thank you. I wanted just to say that. And we were at the game tonight, and you know, it just seemed like the Kings could never get it going, never get their game going with the puck control game that they like to have, and there never seemed to be that much pressure, you know, on Dallas. And it was a huge game. It felt like a playoff game. And going into the third period, I really felt like, you know, that's the Kings' period, and that we were going to pull it off. And so it was kind of stunning that Dallas ended up scoring there near the end and really took the air out of the whole Staples Center there. What were your thoughts on Dallas's play? Because I know I think that we pretty much dominated them the last time that we played them.
Well, the Kings had a solid game in Dallas where they shut the Stars out in their building. I thought tonight the Kings had a decent first period, outshot Dallas 8-2. They had the first two power plays of the game. Power play number one, they generated 3 shots on goal, had a couple of chances. And after the intermission, I thought in the second period, Dallas made some adjustments. And I just thought the Kings, you know, they were tired, both mentally and physically. And it looked like a game as it went on until the goal was scored by Dallas. It was looked like a chess match out there. I think both teams, you know, were looking to make sure that they played safe, very conservative style hockey. They weren't going to gamble and give the other team an opportunity to, you know, to get a so-called easy type of goal. And it was a clean face-off win that led to the, you know, basically the only goal of the hockey game. And, you know, the Kings tried to make a little bit of a push after that. But I think once Dallas got up 1-0, they got very aggressive on the forecheck. And they took away the time and space of the Kings. And it was just a tough battle. But I thought Quick was great in net for the Kings tonight. You know, 6 of the last 7 games that Quick has played, he's allowed 2 or fewer goals against, and as long as he can continue to keep doing that, I think the Kings are going to find a way to muster up some offense and get the wins they need.
Yeah, we kind of jinxed them, AJ. Darrell and I were talking midway through the third period that both teams appear to be in the mode of shutting down each other just to get to overtime and guarantee themselves a point. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as we get done talking about that, the face-off is won by Sagan, the shot, and Sagan with the deflection. AJ, we have a question for you, my friend. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here you go. Our Popcornopolis trivia question for tonight. Which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach during his college hockey days? Any idea?
Well, you know, I really need my son Grady here with me because he could answer that in a second. And I don't have any ideas. Derek Forbert's coach. Gosh.
So you were looking to use a lifeline.
Give me a throw out a name.
Honey, you got any ideas?
No idea.
No, I know. He stumped you. Okay. All right. AJ, thanks for the call. Enjoy the rest of the season. 800-222-5222. Kings Talk here at the Impact Sports Bar and Grill at Staples Center. Want to throw this out there. The Kings have made a couple of trades yesterday with Arizona. I want your comments. Tobias Reeder and Scott Wedgwood, a goaltender, coming to the Kings for Darcy Kemper. Arizona immediately announced they signed Kemper to an extension. Darcy would have been unrestricted at the end of the season. And, of course, last week, the Kings getting Dion Phaneuf and Nate Thompson from Ottawa for Nick Shore and Marion Gabrick. The trade deadline is Monday. Want your thoughts on those two trades, how you think it will help the Kings, if you do think it will help, and should Rob Blake look for anything else? All right, 800-222-5222. Joined here at the Impact Sports Bar and Grill by...
Jay.
Jay, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
My question is actually related to that trade. Why trade Kemper?
Well, I think when you look at the Kings, the situation that lay ahead, at the end of the season, he's an unrestricted free agent. And because of the play that he's had this year, I think he's earned himself an opportunity to step in and be a number one goaltender, being that he's a chance he's going to get a raise in the amount of money that he was making from this year. So I think the Kings explored trying to re-sign him, and I think when they understood that that wasn't a strong possibility, I think they did the best thing that they could, and that was to move him. And I think what we're going to see is the impact of the trade is probably going to be most felt when the Kings get their full complement of players. You get Carter back, you get Trevor Lewis back, and then you'll see exactly where Reeder fits in the lineup. He'll give the Kings a lot of balance in their top nine forwards, a lot more speed that the Kings need in their lineup, and that's why the reason was done. I mean, again, they were going to lose Kemper come the end of the year for nothing.
And the other thing is the Kings, when you look at the big picture, we talked to Rob Blake on the pregame show, the general manager. They signed goalie Jack Campbell last summer to a two-year deal for this year and next year. And the Kings had Jack in mind to be Quick's backup eventually. And I think Kemper, I mean, without Kemper, the Kings aren't where they are in the standings, no question about that. But I think the fact that he was going to become unrestricted, and the Kings have kind of retooled their goaltender pipeline where they feel real good about it. Campbell's been playing very well down in Ontario, working with the goalie coaches the last couple of years in the Kings organization, led by Bill Ranford. And then, looking farther down the road, the rookie Cal Peterson having a very good year, first-year pro. So I think this was the big picture, and I think the Kings were looking at Kemper's got great numbers. Let's see what's out there. We can get something for him. And I think they probably got maybe more than they would have maybe 2 months ago.
And
I think that all came into play, what Darryl said earlier and at least what Rob Blake was telling us earlier.
And with Reeder, he's a player that he's restricted for the next couple of years. So they'll get a good chance to assess where he's at, how he'll fit. I think, again, look for what the Kings need moving forward. They're looking for a little bit of speed. He's showing that he can score. You know, not obviously a number one or number two line scorer, but if he can provide the production on that third and fourth unit that the Kings have been looking for, then it'll be a win-win situation for the Kings.
Jace, thanks for stopping by. Here's a question for you. Okay, you ready? It looks like he's not sure of this. What current head coach in the NHL was Derek Forbert's coach during his college hockey days? Any idea?
I really don't know.
Odds are 31-1.
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.
No, thank you for answering my question.
Okay, and enjoy the rest of the season. 800-222-5222. Let's go to La Habra, and Sean is next up on the show. Kings Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hi, Sean.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening. Two questions. First of all, the trade down coming up. Which player that's currently not on the Kings will think help us out? And my second question is, your thoughts on last night's gold medal game?
Yeah, I'll answer the second question first. I watched the entire game. It was a great game. The U.S. Really put a push on in the third period. The women's hockey team, congratulations to them and their head coach, former King goalie, Rob Stauber, a Hobie Baker Award winner. And then in overtime, I thought they dominated. They had probably the five or six best looks in overtime. And then the shootout was fun. I mean, some of the moves the ladies put on the goalies, I mean, just fabulous. You saw the Forsberg move from the gal from Canada. And then I think the game-winning goal in round six, was it, by the U.S. So great game. Congratulations to them. Daryl's just kind of sitting there twiddling his thumbs. His Team Canada team lost.
No, nothing to do with Canada or the U.S. I just do not like the format that a gold medal game.
Yeah.
The biggest stage that, you know, amateur hockey sees every 4 years, and we go to a shootout.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see that game played out.
I know.
But it was a heck of a game. It was a great game to watch. Great game.
But the rule is what it is.
Yep,
I mean,
it is what it
we
is.
Don't like it, but we understand why they do it, apparently.
We do?
So yeah. Probably TV has a lot to do with it.
There you go. Yeah.
Congratulations to them. I don't know. One thing, Rob Blake is not going to give up young prospects and draft picks. He basically came out and told that to us during the pregame show tonight. The two trades he's made so far with Arizona and Ottawa, it's just been player for player. No picks, no future considerations. So I think Rob realizes that they've got to kind of replenish the organization with, first, second, third round picks. Two straight years they didn't have a first round pick. So I don't know. Sean, what do you think? Is there something else out there that you think the Kings need going forward, even though they've done two, pretty decent deals already?
Personally, there's a player out there. His name is He plays for Montreal. His name is Brendan Gallagher. And he was their team's leading goal scorer. And obviously, Montreal, they're going nowhere. And I think we need another goal scorer, so I'd love to have him on the team. Sadly, I ought to give up a draft pick to get that.
Yeah, I don't know. Brendan Gallagher, I don't know. Daryl, do you think he would be a good fit? I mean, he's quick, he's fast, goes to the hard areas. He's not a big player. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, these are names. They're interesting names. I think Grabner in New York's an interesting name.
Again, Rick Nash.
Nash is
unrestricted, so he's a rental.
Yeah, he's a rental. Big body, straight up and down type of winger. There's a few guys that are tracked, but again, it's all in what you have to give up in order to acquire one of those guys. And, I like the patience that Rob Blake is playing with right now.
Yeah, and I don't know the contract situation with Gallagher. That's got to come into play because, the Kings, when they made the deal with Ottawa, they get Dion Phaneuf. Now, they got rid of Gabrick's contract.
Yep.
He had 3 years left. Phaneuf has 3 years left.
Yep.
And actually a bit more money than Gabrick, but Ottawa's picking up part of that. And I think that's a good deal because I think Phaneuf can give you the quality minutes where Gabrick, I think, is past that in his career. So what guys have left on their term, what they're making now, does it fit under the cap, all that comes into play. My first inclination with Brendan Gallagher is no.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I would say.
Yep.
Sean, question for you. Which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach during his collegiate hockey career?
Honestly, I have no idea, but I'm going to take a guess. Gerard Gallant of Vegas.
Gerard Gallant of Vegas, probably the unanimous coach of the year. No, he was not his coach, so that's one down and 30 possibilities to go. Sean, thanks for the call.
That was a gallant effort, though.
Yes, a gallant effort. All right, 800-222-5222, King's Talk, KABC. King's Talk from the Impact Sports Bar and Grill. Kings lose to Dallas tonight 2-0. They're home here with Edmonton on Saturday, a 7 o'clock face-off to accommodate hockey night in Canada. And our coverage starts at 6:30. Joined here at the Impact Bar and Grill by, what is your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, welcome. What's on your mind?
Will the Kings make the playoff this season?
Good question. It might come down to the final week. You win, four of your final five or three of your final four, you get in. We mentioned at the start of the broadcast tonight, Vegas, Winnipeg, and Nashville pretty much are locks in the West. And then you've got eight teams at the start of play tonight, eight teams within 6 points for the final five. And the Kings are right there. The Kings are 3 points out of second place, but right now they're not in a playoff spot. So it can change just like that. You'd like to think with the schedule lopsided, more home games, 14 home games left, only seven on the road, that that will help. There'll be a rested team going down the stretch. That and Mr. Carter coming back, it looks like sooner than later. Maybe, I don't know, Saturday might be a stretch. That wouldn't shock me, but I think within a week we might see Jeff Carter back. So, you know, I think all that together, if they can continue to stay healthy, I think, yeah, they get in.
I think when you look at their schedule, 21 games remaining, I think probably 13 wins would secure themselves a position that would get them to 97 points. And then you maybe pick up a point or two here or there. But I think that'll be enough points. I like the way the Kings are playing right now. I like the addition of Phaneuf back in the blue line. I think it gives the Kings depth in that position. And as Nick just said, you know, with Carter and Trevor Lewis, you bring them into the mix. I think the Kings now have a more threatening offense than they've had all year. And they should be in a good spot. I think the Kings, because of the experience that they have, the hunger that they have, they should be a team that gets into postseason play.
All right, Michael, here's our question. Which current NHL coach was Derek Forbert's coach when he played college hockey? It's not Gerard Gallant of Vegas. Give me a name. Give me a coach's name.
Mike Babcock?
Mike Babcock. No. Toronto's head coach, formerly of Detroit. So it's not Babcock. And it's not Gallant. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. And winners of our trivia get Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. It's filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and zebra. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time, using only the finest and freshest ingredients. And if you win, you get your basket directly to your home faster than a Darrell Evans miracle on Manchester overtime slap shot. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. And again, this year, Popcornopolis donates $50 for each home penalty kill during the season. 800-222-5222. Let's get back to the phones. David in West L.A., next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC Kings Talk. Hi, David.
Hi, Nick and Daryl. This is David, Jerry, and Jerry. We kind of enjoyed the game tonight. We're a little disappointed, obviously, in the result. The main reason I'm calling is I'd like to see more replays on the scoreboard. I don't know why we don't. We never saw the Dallas goal, the first goal. We know it was a deflection. But I always tape the game so I can go home and then, you know, relive things. But anyway, that was just the reason I called.
Well, you know, I think around the buildings of the NHL, and I'll mention this to the people that do game ops. It seems like the replays, is it a negative if you show the only goal of the game? I mean, I'd like to see it too, and I think it's a disservice, to be honest with you, when you don't do that. When they show highlights and you're losing 2-0 after one period, you show a couple of nice passes, but you don't show the goals. I'd like to see all the goals, and if I'm a fan of the game, I want to see all the goals. So I'm going to pass that along, David.
Yeah, one more thing. I sit in 327, and there's a concession stand. It's right near the smoking area out there. But anyway, we could use a television set right by the concession stand so we can get another beer or something and not miss any of the action.
Oh, okay. So, well, duly noted.
That was the other. That's two things.
Okay, duly noted. Do you have a comment on the trades the Kings have made? Tobias Reeder, Dion Phaneuf, Nate Thompson.
I think you know, Phaneuf is obviously re-energized, and you know, he plays physical, which is good. The other thing I'm thinking is that, like, in tonight's game, this is like the third trade, and I think we traded a popular player, I think, in Kemper. And I think maybe psychologically it kind of affected the players tonight, you know?
I'm not buying that. I think you got.
But we have five players. We have five players that have changed, and we have a 20-man roster. So 25% of the.
Yeah.
23. Okay. So it's almost 20% of the team has changed in the past few weeks. You're starting with Mitchell, then the other players. So,
yeah. Yeah,
another goal. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, and it's been quite a turnover, hasn't it? On the third and fourth lines. You look at a year ago, what the Kings had in lines 3 and 4 gone. Shore, Dowd. I mean, right. Gabrick was a third line
Nolan
player.
King.
Nolan King. It's interesting how they've changed it over in that regard to try and to keep up with the way the game is going by being faster and quicker.
Yeah,
all right.
It's definitely a faster game, no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind if we sneak into the playoffs as the last team to get in, because when we did that, that's how we won our first cup.
Yeah. Yeah!
Okay,
there you go. David, before you go, you're there with your
yep.
buddies. Which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach in his college days? Not Gerard Gallant of Vegas, not Mike Babcock of Toronto. You've got 29 other guesses. Any idea?
I have no idea, really.
Really? Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
800-222.
All right, 800-222-5222. Really can't believe we're stumping these people. Think of NHL coaches. Which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach during his college hockey days? Some post-game quotes here. Head coach John Stevens of the LA Kings. Not a lot of space is kind of what we expected. Dallas, analytically, they are the top team in the league in the defensive category. They checked really hard. I think they had an off night when we were in Dallas, and we went after them hard and won a big game in Dallas. Certainly they challenged themselves to push back tonight. There was not a lot of room out there. Every puck was contested. Second period they made a big push, and it cost us. We spent a little too much time on our own end because we didn't manage the puck well enough against their checking. So the Dallas Stars, who outshot Anaheim last night, 41-17, similar type of performance, lost 2-0, and that's how close it is in the NHL tonight. They play a similar type of game, at least if you analyze it with shots and things like that, and they wind up winning, and the game-winning goal on a deflection. It happens, right?
It happens, and I think that's what the Kings are trying to establish. And if you look at the last few games that they've won, and you know probably even a couple of other games on the trip, they seem to be identifying themselves, you know, reestablishing the identity. And they're tightening things up. And there's going to be nights, even when you look at the game like they played in Tampa earlier on that trip, they played some good hockey there. They had 47 shots on goal. You come up on the wrong side of things. But if you play with that consistency going down the stretch, chances are you're probably going to win more games than not. Again, Jonathan Quick now, who played an outstanding game in goal tonight, 6 of his last 7 games, he's given up 2 or fewer goals again. So if he's doing that, again, the magic number in this league is getting to 3 goals. You get to 3 goals, you're going to win a lot of nights. Tonight, the Kings weren't able to get anything by the goaltender, but that happens from time to time.
800-222-5222. Again, our trivia question. Which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach during his collegiate hockey days? We'll give you a hint. Here's a hint. He coaches in the Eastern Conference. All right. We talked about John Stevens and his recap of the game. This is from the winning side and head coach Ken Hitchcock of Dallas. We played so well the last two nights that we needed to get rewarded. As well as we played tonight, we played better last night, and we need to start seeing rewards for this good play. Getting that goal was a big relief for everybody. It freed up the tension that we've been dealing with the last couple of games. They've been out in California. They lost in San Jose and lost last night in Anaheim. Third period in San Jose, they played great. We played great in Anaheim, played great again here tonight. And it's a team, Ken Hitchcock back in Dallas, his second stint, first season, and his second time around, trying to get their star players to buy in to play the way teams have been playing the last few years that have won cups, Pittsburgh, Chicago, L.A., Boston.
Yeah, and when you don't have success, you start to doubt yourself a little bit. And I think that's why in that quote there, as he said, that goal that they got really seemed to kind of ease the tension that they had. They went 5.5 periods without scoring a goal the last couple of games. So getting that one goal, you know, you start to question whether or not you're doing the right things. You're creating the chances, but are you getting to the net hard enough? And, you know, the Kings had a chance to get on the board first in this game. And I think had they been able to do that, it might have given them the energy. But as the game went on, I thought the Dallas Stars got stronger. The Kings weren't able to manage the puck with the success that they needed. And you have to give a lot of credit to Dallas. Dallas made adjustments from the first time that these two teams met. They made adjustments from their game last night. And I think they also sensed that after that first period, when they were outplayed by the Kings, as that game went on, they put a little bit of a push there, and they were able to get control of the hockey game. And, you know, again, they sensed that the Kings were tired mentally and physically, and they just stayed on them and took away their time and space all in all three zones.
Kings get the Edmonton Oilers here on Saturday night. Again, a 7 o'clock faceoff. And then Vegas is here on Monday. It's tough. You come home from the longest road trip of the year, 7 games. The Kings got back here middle of the night Tuesday, and then starting tonight, 4 in 6 days with Dallas, then Edmonton, and back-to-back with Vegas, home and home Monday and Tuesday. Adam in Valencia, 800-222-5222. Next up on the show, Talk Radio 790 KBC Kings Talk. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I like the early acquisition from the trade lines. But I'm guessing for the fourth line, who do you think is going to be odd man out? Because, I mean, you got Mitchell, you got Thompson. I mean, that line seems pretty stacked once Carter comes back in the lineup.
And Lewis. Let's not forget about Trevor Lewis.
Lewis is going to be on the third line with Kempe and Rager, right?
Yeah, well, that's a speculation. If he puts Carter back with Toffoli and Pearson, that 70s line might take Jeff a few games to get up to speed. It will be interesting. I think with players like Clifford and Andreoff, the way they play the game and what they bring, what they can bring to you, that physical element, it may dictate who your opponent is, whether or not they draw in maybe division games like against Anaheim. You want Clifford, you want Andreoff in there. Maybe some games where, you know, that type of game doesn't develop, you opt for the quickness and the speed. We'll have to see, but obviously, number one, they got to get healthy, and they're getting healthy with Lewis and Carter. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think a couple of the players they have in the lineup right now, in Amadio and Brodzinski, I think these are players that are probably going to see less time once the full complement of players are available. The experience that they're gaining right now is great. These are guys that are going to be around for the Kings in the years to come. But I think if the Kings look into this stretch going down the final, the more experience that you can put in the lineup, and a guy like Kyle Clifford's got over 500 games, I think it was good to put Reeder in the lineup tonight to see where he was. They're bringing a fresh set of legs. And again, it wasn't what was in the lineup tonight. You're looking at a fatigue hockey team, but I think the Kings do have some options, but I think the young guys with the less experience are going to be the odd man out more nights than not.
Adam, our question, which current NHL head coach was Derek Forbert's coach during his college hockey days? Any idea?
Well, if he went to North Dakota, so it must be Flyers coach Dave Hextall, right?
That's right. Yep. David Hextall, head coach. Yeah, way to go. Now in his second year with Philadelphia. So, Adam, stay on the line and give the guys back at the ranch your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket to enjoy. Way to go. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Steve in Valencia next up on the show. Hi, Steve. Is Steve there?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, we have a question for you.
Fire away.
Yeah, when do you think Carter's coming back?
I would say within a week. He is going to participate in a full practice tomorrow. He's been cleared for that. And all indications I'm getting is that it's going to be real soon. I don't know if Saturday is out of the question, but my guess would be at the latest a week.
Well, that's good because we need some more scoring, definitely.
Yeah, well, his presence gives you a whole new dynamic. Again, that 1-2 punch with Kopitar and Carter again really makes it difficult for opposing teams. Steve, thanks for the call. We've got to go. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Want to thank our producers for tonight's show, Michael Stark, Art Webb, and John Traconis. And we will next greet you on Saturday night. Kings are home with Edmonton. We're on the air at 6:30 with the pregame here on your home for the Kings all season long, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Thanks to the Ice Crew ladies, Kellen and Demi, as well. And for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. Final score here at Staples, Dallas 2 and the Kings nothing. So long, everybody.